This is Talk K Dramas with Bruce and Alice.
Hey!
Hello, me. Episode 5.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, you're 3?
Yes. I had to write them down because I'm feeling a little under the weather, so...
You've been writing them down.
No, I haven't. I actually been just memorizing them for the last few times. And so the older Hani meets Jiyoung at the office and finally remembers her former minion. There's that. Second sentence, young Hani gets a job as an extra in a commercial with Anthony. And sentence number 3, Yi-hoon has all of his charm on display as he helps Hani through her second day at work.
Those are my three. Okay. That's good.
I think that gives us a good space.
So we start off this episode, like always, finishing what the last episode, like we found more information.
Yes.
The last episode, it ends with Hani arriving at her new job at Joa Confectionery.
Yes.
Her jacket's all wet and we didn't know why.
Yeah. Why?
And we find out.
Big old coffee stain on it. Yeah.
Yes. Well, she washes it out because what happens is, okay. So Hyun, if you remember, he finds out that he has a spy.
Yes, he does.
So he charms the spy into kind of working with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what happens is the spy and Hyun are at work. They're kind of going over the notes of what the spy took.
Yes.
So he's like, because it sounded like all he was doing was eating good food and stuff. So he's like, can you make it sound a little more pathetic? Like changing what he ate.
Right.
So then what we found out was, when the spy, I don't know if when he left or right before he came to talk to Hyun, he left to get 2 cups of coffee, iced coffee for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he comes back, that's when he bumps in to Hani.
Yes.
Spills the coffee all over.
Yes.
She drops her badge and he picks it up.
Yep.
Sure okay, yeah. So now he goes back to Hyun.
Mm-hmm.
He gives Hyun the badge.
Yes.
And Hyun's like, oh, this must be fate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah. He's thinking there's something, you know.
Right.
I meant to get back with this woman somehow, some way.
Yeah. Well, he's meant in some way, shape, or form to help out Superman.
Yes.
Right? So that's what's happening.
Yes, because also too, when they showed them their first encounter when they were little, doesn't she say something like that? Like find somebody to help, then you know, you be somebody else's Superman.
Exactly.
And so maybe that's how he's feeling right now, that he could help her out. So so then we see how that's how she has the big
big old coffee stain. Yes.
Yes, because she goes in the bathroom to try to scrub it out. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's late.
Yep.
So all of that was explained.
Yeah. She had a bad day at work. That first day did not make a favorable impression, that's for sure.
So when she walks in, you see Miss O recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she recognizes her, but her name, right?
Yes.
And so she has this flash.
She recognizes Hani, yes.
She has this flashback.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good for her.
Oh, yeah.
Because she
was a minion.
Yes.
She was a little helper.
And they have they have the whole scene when Hani's dancing up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
She's so cute.
Hani?
Yeah.
I mean, look, they made her even look, I mean, she's already cute, but they made her even look more cute by having those girls that were on her little crew, they look older, significantly older.
You were all over that. You were like, oh my God, those girls in the back look so much older.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. That was like, man, y'all didn't need to do it like that. I mean, she's already cute. Jesus. That's how I felt. I mean, for real. Like, it was
I was just
it
was, like, it was a, whatever. Just
No, it was, just, hey, yo, y'all let stop? Us know. Like,
can
straight
just
up.
Stop and just watch her, Hani? Like, can you stop focusing on the extras? They probably just pulled off the street.
They might have.
But maybe they did.
Yeah. They wanted to make her look extra really bright and shiny. Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's already cute. So, but they show that her dancing and then they show after the dance. Remember how she wanted to take a picture with all the girls and they're excuse me.
You ain't part of the crew.
She's like.
And it was so bad. I started laughing and Alice didn't know why, but it was like the part that just killed me. It absolutely made me laugh out loud was that the Minion had a fan right next to the seat. That was way over the top for me. Like she's so not a super, like Honey is not a superstar, but the Minion is treating her like a superstar.
So
like,
you're right. I didn't understand, but are you saying like she already had the fan there ready to have it on?
Yes, already had the fan ready on. That was just too much. I just started cracking up. That was funny.
Well, they treating her like she's a star.
I mean, that's, I get it, right? And yet at the same time, it was just like, whoa, that was funny.
So remember the whole exercise scene? So when they're at work, I've heard this before, but seen it. And I don't know if it's exactly the way they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they almost have a little dance in theirs. I've seen where they have like these businesses where they have breaks to exercise.
Yeah.
But they were like all getting into it. Like it was a dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then so Hani was kind of, you know, she didn't know what she was doing. Correct. She didn't know it at first.
No.
But then we'll see later, right? At the end. that was funny.
She was the catfish.
I love that they do that. I wonder if there's any companies here
in the U.S. that do it. I'm confident that there's plenty of them that do like a morning exercise routine, but not necessarily a dance.
Maybe the new stuff like Amazon and Google.
Maybe.
Because I've heard some of those companies, they have like basketball courts and
they're starting to change.
Yeah. You know, the work environment is starting to change.
Well, yeah. Hey, I'm all for it.
Okay. So
especially that dance. It was kind of cute. I like the squid dance. Let it be known.
I keep trying to tell Bruce that we should practice it. I like the squid
dance way better.
I keep trying to tell Bruce we should practice the dance and do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll convince him. He doesn't. I think he's more embarrassed that I'm gonna embarrass him. Because he loves to dance. I'm
the one with the rhythm. Hey, look, just listen to back to when Ella's trying to sing. Her dancing is going to be just as bad, if not worse.
Is that why you don't want to do it? Because he loves to dance.
We can do it. We're going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We will do it.
We'll put it at...
Let's mark the tape. We will do it. We will do it.
I'm going to embarrass myself again.
You are definitely going to embarrass yourself again.
We'll put it at the end of the episode.
We'll figure it out.
Like they do with the Marvel movies where you have to wait for all the credits. That we'll put it at the end. So if anybody, the people that really like us, they'll watch it.
You will stick around and watch it.
Okay. I'm going to convince Bruce that we need to do that.
I'm already convinced. We just got to do it.
I have to convince him that he wants to do it with me.
Yeah.
That he's going to let me do it.
That's a whole different bag of chips right there. But anyway, who else would I do it with? No.
Of the neighbors, like you get all the time. What?
You're right. You're right.
The neighbors over.
The neighbors would definitely do it with me.
Yeah. So if you're not on our Instagram, you can go to Instagram and watch him dance. He calls the neighbors over so he can beat them in that dance video thingy.
Just Dance.
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch. Yes.
I can't
beat them though. I can't beat them.
They're good.
They play to win the game and I play to dance. So
he's like, I want to exercise.
Yes, I play to exercise and to dance. So okay. It's hard.
So we'll try to do that.
We are not going to try.
We are
going to do it.
You are. But, you're not going to be embarrassed.
Like I said, mark the tape.
Okay. Mark the tape. What is it?
It's a thing.
Okay. So we see, little Hani's at home. She's at home, bored, hungry.
Out of her mind. Yes.
And I guess her older self leaves a little bit of money. And she's all mad because her sister's like, get some gimbap. I don't know if it's the same thing that I'm thinking, because I'm thinking of bibimbap, which is a popular rice dish.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with that? But I didn't check the spelling. Maybe it's something a little bit different.
It's surely something inexpensive because she only left her 2000 won.
Yeah.
Which is about $2.
Okay.
So it's definitely not fancy.
Not that this dish is fancy anyways. It's a very popular Korean dish. You know, mm-hmm. the rice dish with the little bit, with all the veggies and crack an egg on top.
Yeah.
But anyways.
That sounds like more than $2 though. Maybe. The egg all by itself would be $2.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So you're right, because she doesn't even have enough money to buy a hamburger.
For sure. And it was only like 10,000 won. So like that's about $10. So
you keep saying all these numbers like I'm supposed to know what you mean.
Okay. So I will stop saying all the numbers.
He's getting all fancy. Okay. So our kids are walking in there, so you might hear our kids. So she goes to the restaurant, and then how she gets that woman, that young woman, but that gets that young girl to buy her food.
Okay. So, all right. So, hey, you might as well just come in and say hi.
So she gets that young girl to buy her a hamburger. She's like, I'll pay you back.
Yeah.
And then, so the reason the significance of this is because she keeps reading her phone, like, oh my gosh, you can do this. Oh my gosh. And whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's where
that,
she
reads. That 20 year jump. Yeah. It's a big, big
time. Yes. Yes. And then that's where she reads that there is an audition for a dancer. Yeah. Or
desperately something. Desperately needing models or something like that.
Oh, looking for models.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets all excited. She has this big daydream about that she's going to be this famous.
Yeah,
you saw it.
That yellow dress was fly. I'm just going to let you know that. I love the yellow dress.
We don't know what Bruce is talking about because he's colorblind.
Are you kidding me? It wasn't yellow?
I think it was green.
Was it? Oh. Are you messing with me right now?
No, should we put it on the TV to watch to see?
It wasn't yellow? For real?
I'm not going to say nothing.
Okay.
We'll go back and look at it.
Okay.
But you know Bruce is really colorblind.
I really am colorblind, though. So I haven't missed this.
That's why our videos look a little bit off. Because we cannot figure out the color. Anyway. It's right. And my eyes, like I don't have my glasses on. So I'm like, we look blurry. I can't even tell.
Yeah, folks. I ain't even going to try to deal with that one.
Is this what
like you look blurry, she don't have the glasses on. That's good.
I know, I'm like, Bruce, we look blurry in the monitor.
We definitely look blurry in your eyes. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
Please, let's move on.
Okay. So she gets the job as an extra.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
piece of kelp.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
Let's just she's kelp. She's kelp. So she gets a job, and then we cut back to Hani at work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a meeting, and they need to buy lunch.
Mm.
So I guess this is where she offers to go pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And she completely messes it all up because... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, I'm listening. She completely messes it all up.
Well, yeah, she ran into Hume,
like literally.
Because Hume gets kicked out of the restaurant because something about the bag of beans he didn't bring in.
He didn't bring in the bag of beans.
So he goes out to get the bag of beans. They spill all over the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when we see Hani coming with the bag of food. And she trips over the bag of beans and drops all the food.
Yep.
So now she's scrambling.
This is a tough second day.
Yes. For sure. Yeah, so now she's scrambling to try to go get lunch. And this is where Hune comes in. Oh, my gosh. Can I just say I'm liking him so much?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This was his episode where all of a sudden
I want to watch
he went from
everything about him
annoying as hell to look. Oh, this is kind of cool.
So he helps her out. Like, you know, because she needs to bring dishes back. So he goes back to the kitchen. And makes the
that dish.
It's called teokbokk. I don't even know how I'm saying it right, but it's so yummy. If you haven't had it, it's just like it looks like string cheese, but it's rice.
Oh yeah.
So it's like gelatinous, and they put it in that gochujang spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I've made it. I've bought it before and brought it home.
Yeah.
It's addicting. Like you can just, it's like, I'm guessing it's kind of like how
I was not addicted, but this.
Like how the kids are all into the spicy hot Cheetos. It's like that. It's like that type of thing. Like you just want to, can't stop eating it.
I feel you.
It's really yummy. So he makes that and he brings it back to the office.
Yeah. Well, the part I wanted to say is that we keep on getting like his genius level keeps going up and up and up. Right.
It does.
And so what we see is he and Hani go back to the place to go buy the whatever this is, right? And, and they ran out.
Yeah,
okay, and so then he tasted the taste. One taste of the sauce, and he was like, okay, got it. And then that's what he did. So,
he really is.
Literally just like his whole charm and appeal and everything, his genius even, is really just starting to shoot out the roof. And he came in, he won the crowd over. I mean, they completely forgot about Hani, which... That's a thing, right?
And remember how him and Miss O looked at each other, and he was like, you know, because they know each other, they're related.
Exactly. And so she's thinking that he's running some kind of game and everything. He's really trying to figure. She is really trying to figure out what Hyun is really trying to do. But Hyun is really. He really is, in this particular case, just as innocent as he's portraying himself. He just is massively charismatic, and he is a freaking cooking genius.
That's what I guess we're going to find out. Yeah, because with all the chopping the vegetables and how quick he is. See, he just needed a little
motivation,
tough love. That's what we call it.
That's what you'll say. But tough. It was, whatever motivation, right? This is moving him along for sure.
He needed something. And also he has a not just because his dad kicked him out, but also because now Hani.
Yes.
Right? For sure. He's trying to figure.
Him getting kicked out all by itself didn't do really anything to him.
It was
Hani. He was just trying to figure out a way to get back. But now he's really trying to put in this effort because he sees, you know, him working at the same place with her as fate. Right. And so it's kind of cool. I'm really actually liking the dynamic that's going on right now.
It's that being able to help, right? Being helpful. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened in my book I was reading. I talked about it, last episode or two? Mm-hmm. That I was reading this kind of Christmas Hallmark-y book. And that there was he was kind of like a royal. Not, he wasn't a prince or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But his dad, same thing. His dad made him go work.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him nothing. And then he ends up helping the village, the little island that he is on. He ends up helping them with something kind of big. Mm-hmm. And he had purpose. Right. And then there was a girl, of course.
Of course.
And he needed purpose. And the same thing, I think, with Hyun, right?
Right. No, absolutely.
All of us.
He's on a mission. Yeah, for sure.
Make sure my page here. Okay. So we see Hani go to the sister's house,
mm-hmm.
pack all her clothes.
And I'm like, younger Hani, yes.
Yeah, and I'm like, whose clothes is she packing?
Yeah.
But it's the sister's because she needs some nice clothes.
Yes, she does.
She goes back and she does say
something. She goes and jacks all of the Bald Eagle clothes.
Yes. And then she gets caught by the sister's son.
Yes.
And they cousin. The cousin. The cousin's like, that's my... suitcase, mm-hmm. has my name on it.
Yeah.
So they end up at the police station,
mm-hmm.
and Hani has to go pick her up,
mm-hmm.
and then the sister ends up showing up too.
Yes.
And I might be skipping some scenes here, but I'm just going to finish.
Yeah.
So the sister and Hani end up going outside to talk.
Yes. And this is where the older sister just hammers Hani. Oh my goodness.
Okay. This was like, you could cry.
Yeah, I came close.
And, you know, at this moment, too, I was like, you know, this is such a great drama when you can see something where you can laugh and it's funny and it's silly. Mm-hmm. But then they can really throw something deep.
Right. Absolutely.
And it reminded me of Heal Me, Kill Me. Because that drama made me laugh like crazy.
Yes.
And then it made me cry and it was deep.
Right.
And so anyways, I'm just really liking this drama.
Yeah. Heal Me, Kill Me. That's another one on
the list. You got to put it on your list. And you know what I was just thinking about? It may be worth it to like pay for a subscription to like, I don't know, what is it now? Drama Fever or something?
Yeah.
And you get like a week free or something and just like binge. I think we should do that. We should like create a whole like little list and take a week off,
mm-hmm.
and subscribe to this, get the subscription, mm-hmm. and just make and binge all the shows we want to watch. And then like we can give you like a little schedule, a binge schedule. But that would be one. That Heal Me, Kill Me would be definitely on the list.
Oh, for sure.
You're not going to find it on Netflix. Not now.
Yeah, I was actually quite surprised that I liked it as much as I did. I know. I'm in on the, you know, the Korean dramas, but you know, the whole, what is it, split personality thing? That's never been
that
appealing to me.
Yeah.
Because it just hasn't, to me, it's never been that well done. And so, but that one did a really good job. Yeah. Anyway. Because I'm trying to think of the other, like there was another one where, shoot, for crying out loud, I'm about to just butcher the whole thing here.
What?
I'm trying to think of another movie. It's not a Korean.
Are you talking about the one with
Bruce Willis?
Oh. And,
no, but it's the, golly. Bruce anyway, Willis.
But it was a split personality.
Yeah, the guy was.
Ooh, what about out. The one? Yes. Are you talking about the one with that? My God. It's called kid. Split.
Yeah, Split. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
That was good.
Well, I don't think we ever watched Split, but we watched.
It. Yeah, we did. We did. It was so good.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. And it's not stuff I normally would watch, but okay. Anyways, we can go on. We wanted to not go on, but if you want to talk about that split personality thing.
We will not. Well, let's move on.
There are two older shows that I watched that. Oh, so good. Okay. And a book I read based on true story.
Oh.
Okay.
Very cool.
Anyways. Oh my God. Those were so good. You got me thinking now.
Okay. That's normally a bad thing to get you thinking.
You got me thinking about those. Okay, let me just tell you what the sister said to Hani, since we were on that, right?
So you're trying to make me cry on camera?
She was like, what have you done? Or haven't you done enough by taking dad away?
Mm.
I haven't been able to say dad for 20 years. Yes. That's what she said to her. She just went off. And the sister's crying. And she's like, if you're really sorry, stay out of my life.
Yep.
And says, you and your daughter, it's creepy because she looks so much like her.
Yep. Woof.
That was a heavy scene.
Yeah. That was really tough. That was really tough. But you know, I mean, that's the whole purpose of this drama, right? Is to, for us to like really think about how selfish we could be as teenagers, right? And not just the characters, right? But how we could have been the same way, that if you're, you know.
But I hate to like say selfish, like we know we're being selfish. Like you don't know.
Right.
You why you have parents, you know, or whoever your
elders
that you live with to try to teach you. Because, man, our daughter's 12. She's like the young Hani already.
For sure.
Like, we have to. It's so hard to tell her no. She wants to do things. And, you know, when you're young, you just think you can do everything, which is great.
Right.
You know, and then life happens to you and you're just like, shh.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, you know, solve all the world's problems. Mm-hmm. And then you realize you can't, that there's bureaucracy and people that don't want you to. And then life just sucks everything out of you.
Well, one cataclysmic moment like this, for sure.
That for sure. But it doesn't take much, really. You know, when you're young, you have all these hopes and dreams. But
then reality hits.
Yeah.
You find out you're not that smart. You find out you're not that. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, you do. It kind of.
You find out you're not going to get taller than 5'4", and so your basketball career might be a little.
yeah. So.
I'm just hoping that Alana has a great time in high school and and plays as long as she can. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Where did all that come from?
It's real. It's real. Like she's gonna, like if she became 37 and looked back on her, you know, 12-year-old self, I think she would have a lot to say.
Yeah. Okay. So Miss O, which is the minion, remember Hani's friend when they were in high school?
Yes.
She had a comment that she said, this is what happened to the great Hani.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. So we see Miss O trying to figure out if Hyun got her hired. Yes. So everybody's trying to figure out, why is Hani working there?
Exactly.
And I think
they when it's the father, not anyone else. It's the father that got her hired, not anyone else. But
yeah. So they're trying to figure out that whole thing. Let me see. And then we have a scene where Mrs. O goes back into the office and all the employees start asking her, oh, you must have been so cool when you were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember why they were talking about already, right? Being younger, high school stuff. And that's
someone just asked her the question. It was like, what kind of girl were you in high school or something like that? And so, and then the other guy was like, that was a wasted question. Of course, look at her. She was probably amazing in high school. Very popular.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
And then she has a flashback again.
Oh, yeah.
Of her and Hani at school.
Oh, yeah.
And this must...
There's going to have to be a lot of healing here. A lot of
this
healing.
This must really depress her because she gives them money to eat and then goes to karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
So people do that. They just go to like karaoke by themselves. Because she did singing. Yeah. All by herself.
In a room all by herself.
Yeah, we don't have you like that. We don't do very much. You have to go find a bar.
You'd have to,
somewhere and... Okay.
I'm sure you can find places like that in like LA or where there's a lot of Asian folks. Let's just say it like that. I guarantee you can find some places like that. In the United States, we do our karaoke out loud and in public, not in private spaces like that.
Okay. So this may be another tearjerker. When the Hanis are back at home and younger Hani has a recording.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That part. That was,
Yeah. And so then you see a fat flashback of the accident.
Yes.
And then, you see Hani break down. The older Hani, she breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she runs out of the house. And the younger Hani has no clue, like, what's going on with her.
Right.
But the older Hani runs out of the house and Hyun sees her.
Yes.
And she's sitting down on some stairs and she breaks down crying.
Yeah.
And Hyun's just there. Like kind of watching her. One, it's kind of creepy, but then two, it's more that I feel like he's watching over her.
Yes.
And he's understanding that she's hurting.
Right.
And I think he just wants to be there for her.
Right.
Also, too, maybe to kind of like, I felt more like it was like he wants to be around in case.
Yeah, just in case she does something
really bad. Yeah. Yeah. Just protection or something. So that was cool. And he wonders what did he say something about, what happened to her that make her cry so sad.
Yeah, something about what happened to the great Superman or something like that, right?
So, right. To make her cry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we cut to a scene with Anthony and the shaman.
Shaman's getting some work. Shaman's getting a little bit of work right now.
Yes. But so the main thing that happened here, he says you have to do a ritual, mm-hmm. just like he told Hani. But he says something to him as he's going to walk out. Did you forget your past?
Mm-hmm.
Did you forget why you? And then there's a flashback of Anthony had when he was younger,
mm-hmm.
and how he was he wanted to become a star to find somebody.
Yes,
I don't quite get what all of that happened. I'm wondering is when Hani had the accident with her father, did they end up moving away or something? Because he's trying to find his first love.
Yes.
And that's the whole reason why he became a star. For whatever reason, he had to be on the certain show. It might've been Hani's favorite show or something,
mm-hmm.
because he figured he could find, that's the only way for him to find her.
No, I think the show was, the show itself was about finding the person.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't even get that. Okay. So they ended up, the show ends up being canceled or something. And he became popular and just kind of forgot about Hani. So that's happening with Anthony. And then Hani comes back to the apartment and the young Hani's there. And Hani, remember, she looks at her and is like, how can you sleep after what you've done or something like that? Which was kind of didn't make sense. But then also, too, it's like she doesn't know.
I know.
The young Hani. And I guess the older Hani also says something like, would dad be happy with me the way that I ended up?
Mm.
You know,
Yeah. No, it was definitely double-edged when she said, it's like, how can you sleep after what you've done? You know, like the older honey was definitely thinking of, you know, her father dying, being killed. And then, but the younger honey is thinking, oh, I just want to go get a job, you know, as a model. That's what she's thinking. So, yeah, I thought that that was a really, that was really well written. It was kind of deep. It was kind of deep for me.
Yeah. So then we see Hune telling the girls at work, the ladies at work, about Hani and that she has a child.
Yeah. And so, he likes a, or not he likes, but he's trying to help an older woman.
And that got all weird. Like, yeah. I didn't know. I was like, is the older lady thinking it's her that he likes?
Maybe.
Did it make sense to you? Was it a little weird?
I don't know. I just think that that's probably what's going on in their head right now. That he likes one of the two older women or something.
Okay, because
like
he calls her the old lady.
Yes.
Okay, so then at the convenience store, we see a scene where Hani's in there buying snacks and the CEO walks in.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells her basically, you need to take the bull by the horns, like mm-hmm. you always do.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I love it. Hune walks in.
Yes.
I love the way they look at each other. Mm-hmm. How him and his dad look at each other. It's so funny. And so Hune says something like, you know, they talk about how do you guys know each other or whatever, but Hune whispers in her ear,
mm-hmm.
like he's senile. Be careful, he might rob you.
Yeah.
So she's like, I gotta go. I gotta take off. So mm-hmm. she leaves and the dad's like, what did you tell her?
Indeed.
It's so cute. And then what happens? So this is towards the end. They have their daily exercises again. So yes. I don't know if this is like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So she had been practicing or something because she pinned up like
the whole dance routine. Yes.
I was like, that's perfect. Exactly what I'm going to do.
Have fun with that.
And, so she's going to get ready to show him her dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see the audition. So all of this is like right at the end happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's the audition with Anthony. He doesn't want to do it, but he ends up doing it. He has to wear the
Joa commercial. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has to wear the squid suit. I'm telling you, that's the dance. That's the dance we're coming back to.
He is so mad. But remember, he is trying to get in Mrs. Gim. The screenwriter yes. or whatever, mm-hmm. he's trying to prove to her that he's a good guy so he can get this role. So he's yes. like, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there, not happy doing the commercial. Young Hani's in the background and all with her face all painted black in the kelp.
The kelp.
Kelp yes. thing. And so they're doing that. And then...
Did you notice how she was dancing in the background?
I didn't. She was dancing kind of good, wasn't she?
Well, she was definitely put in more energy than anyone else was. That's for sure.
Yes, I did notice.
We'll see how that winds up playing out here. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. So all this stuff is happening like really fast because then they're in the cafeteria. And Hune serving food, and all the girls are coming to see
them.
You're not
going
to
talk about how she like showed them out at the dance.
Yeah, but that hasn't yet happened yet. When I brought it up, I didn't realize that it all happened right there because I just have my notes like all this stuff happened right at the end. But okay, let's talk about the dance. She got into it,
man. That's the catfish effect. Right. That was what the grandfather was talking about, the catfish effect. That he was like, look, you just throwing the catfish. Now all of a sudden everybody has to do better. And so she went in and she went all in. Now the great thing is that they already established that the older honey or that the honeys can actually dance, like they can do stuff like that. And so for her to pick this thing up and for her to put all that energy into it made everyone else put more energy into it.
Especially
Miss O. Yeah.
You saw her. Yeah. I was kind of embarrassed for her. I was like, oh God, no.
Yeah, I know. It was I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It's like, yo,
the other employees are not used to seeing her like that. So exactly. I'm like, oh my God, it's gonna be so embarrassing.
Yeah, everyone's doing it all robotic and everything. And then she comes in and puts her heart into it. And I'm just like, yeah.
I was embarrassed.
That's what's up. That's what's up. No, I like it.
It was so cute, but I was a little bit embarrassed for.
But you can also see, so before we kind of wrap this thing up, the thing I wanted to also say is that I can see where the older Hani is going to become like what her skill set is. Well, one, she has all this energy. She can do dance and stuff like that. That's kind of funny. But she's also she's very detail oriented, right? When she was taking the order, she was asking all those questions. They were like, "Why are you asking all these questions?"
Yeah, just,
and it was like, "Yo, y'all on a what is it called? Market development, market development team or something like that." It's like, why are you not asking questions like this? You're right. And so this is where I think that her skill set and her desire to get better. And to contribute is really going to kick in. I'm looking forward to seeing
all those little,
how she fits.
And then the notes, the detailed notes of the dance so she can be good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to seeing how it all kind of pieces together for her and how she starts coming up there for sure.
So I was going to talk about how all the girls now want to go see Hugh.
Yes.
Because,
the new cute,
and I
sexy
was like,
dude.
I was like, was all of
in the
that,
cafeteria?
Was it all because he brought them food? Like he made the food and brought it to them?
No.
No, there was something else.
Wow, love.
Wait,
I mean,
what?
Well,
did I miss
no, there's nothing to miss. It's just that Hume's been working there a few days now. And it wouldn't take people very long to go like, yo, there's a really cute dude working in the cafeteria.
But it's all the girls from the development team.
But it's not just from the development. It's literally the whole company. Okay. Yeah.
But, I get it. I would be like, oh, my God, he made this and he's so cute. And of course, I get it. But I was just thinking, was it all just because he brought them lunch? And so now all the girls know.
No, like I said, he's been working there a few days and everybody seems to be going to the cafeteria. And so it would only take a few times going there to just really note that there's a really cute, sexy dude handing out.
Yeah,
food.
I totally understand eye candy because
okay.
When I was working at the university, whenever every year we have to have like this big, huge, you guys have it when school starts, you have this big, huge meeting where all the professors have to show up, all the employees. So I wouldn't do it, of course, but all the women in the office, they were like, oh my God, let's go look at all the young, cute professors. And there was like a couple of them. They were all excited to go see. So I totally get there would be women like
and
that.
What exactly did you do? Did you not Nothing. Go see the young cute professors?
Well, I had to go to the thing. I just
yeah, you just had to go. Okay.
I just wasn't all in the dying to go see the cute young professors.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm just saying
I have no way to verify that. But anyway,
I'm just saying I could totally understand how like all the girls,
Yeah.
They get all excited to go see the cute guy.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what, from what everything that I've been able to deduce on these Korean dramas, that being 6 foot tall or taller is like 90% of the battle for guys and like Korean dudes, like Asian dudes.
If you're tall, they're all tall.
No, but clearly it's like 6 foot and taller. Like if you don't hit that threshold.
Do you think it is for Korean dramas or is just because maybe it just looks, there's a look they want on the camera and it's not necessarily that they're tall. It's just a look they want.
Well, let's remember the time when we saw that the main love interest was a short dude. And he wasn't.
Who was it?
He couldn't carry it. That was What's Love? The main love. Anyway, I just hurt Alice's brain. I can see. I just did that real quick.
It's throbbing. I got a vein up here throbbing.
Yeah. So that's me introducing information that she was not ready for me to introduce. And so I don't know what's going on. I just know that every single showstopper, guy with good looking dude that they focus on is tall.
Yeah.
And Anthony, even though he's supposed to be handsome, is kind of like, he's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Trollish. And he's short. I said troll. Yes. That's what I mean. He's a mean, grumpy old dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's a mean, grumpy dude.
How did he get so popular if he is like that?
I don't know, but I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, dude's good looking, but like I said, he's not over 6 foot tall. So that's the thing.
Can I just say that it was so cute how all the girls were like, can I have extra? And Hyun's like, no, move on. But then when Hani comes, he just like, oh, you need more meat. Cause you're, I can't remember, but he's stressed or something. Was it something about you're going through stuff?
When you're going through something, you need to eat better or something.
And he knows because he just saw her.
He sure did.
So he's like just heaping it on.
Yep.
Oh my God.
She was a little embarrassed. She was a little embarrassed.
I know.
It was cute. It was super cute. Yeah.
Anyways, we love Hyun. We love Hyun. Okay. So, this is the end of the episode. Something weird happens, and then we'll find out next episode. But Hani's running to get food again. She's Okay. Well, she's doing something right to help out. They need her to go pick up some of the ingredients for the snacks because of something.
Yes.
So she's running out of the office to go do that. And then she sees the young Hani. She recognizes her.
Even with the kelp makeup on.
Yes. So she starts running after her. And then she's calling her name and Anthony overhears the name. Mm-hmm. So he's like, what? So remember that whole, she's in his mind because of the shaman. Remember why you started all of this, your first love?
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't thought of her in a long time.
Indeed.
And then he hears her name.
Yes.
Okay. I'm afraid what's going to happen. Like the older Hani is already done a lot of bad stuff at work. And so I'm like, gosh, what are you doing? Because remember, she drops all the bags.
Yep.
And I'm like,
she's about to forget all that stuff. We'll see if it gets stolen or misplaced or something. But
and then I'm wondering if she's going to, because she's chasing after the young Hani, who's not even supposed to be out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid she's going to say, because of your selfishness, look it, I lost my job or I did this. And then it's because that is exactly why dad died.
Oof. Nah, no, that's not going to happen.
Maybe we'll see. I'm not saying it is going to happen.
If she was going to break cover on her dad dying, it would have happened already. She's playing this very controlled. She knows that this is going to absolutely devastate the young Hani, and so I don't think she would get.
I'm just wondering how much more can Hani take before she finally says enough's enough, you know?
Yeah.
Because she keeps doing things that Hani's like, you need to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, she's already been in at the police station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's caused the fire. There's just a lot of stuff that
the older Hani caused the fire. She did.
Well, yes, but because of her. Because
the bidet, her encounter with the bidet. Got it.
Her encounter with the bidet.
Yep.
So I'm just thinking how much more until she just breaks.
Well, for sure, we know that she's going to find out that her father.
When?
Yeah, it's just a matter of when. And right now, it's just too early. Yeah. I would just say it's too early. That one's going to be.
This is episode 5. Yeah. How many episodes are in this?
16. I'm thinking it's going to happen closer to 12.
We still need a long way to go. Okay, well, whatever happens. This has been Top K Dramas with Bruce and Alice. And thank you for listening. If you liked it, please hit the like button and maybe give us a review.
Indeed.
And you can watch this on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Subscribe and follow us on Instagram.
Or just listen to the podcast.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you later. Bye. All right,
bye.